Welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another anime review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Mashle, Magic and Muscles. So we're starting a new series here with Mashle and Magic and Muscles. The plot is pretty simple. It's set in a magical world in which individuals possess positions within society is defined by the power and skills with magic. And our main protagonist is Mash Burndead. Burndead? Burndead. I think that's how you know. It's Mash. And he's a young man with no such abilities in magic whatsoever in his blood. So he's an outcast in the world. So in order to live a peaceful life with his adopted father, Mash must become a divine visionary. A title which is only given to exceptional students from the Eastern Magic Academy. Despite having no magic whatsoever, Mash goes through the school determined to survive and show the world that muscles can beat magic. Yes, it's one of those shows. So it's a little bit of a mix of like Harry Potter, Black Clover, with like a hint of My Hero Academia a little bit here and there. And you know, it's a very enjoyable show. It first season only has like the first 12 episodes so far. Is it 12 episodes actually? I forget at the moment. But yeah, it's a little bit goofy. It has, you know, it has a goofy factor. It has some bunch of action sequences. Definitely the art style is key here. Who's the studio who did it? It's A1 Pictures. That, you know, A1 Pictures does a lot of great things. I think we were just talking that A1 Pictures is going to be working on Solo Leveling in the near future. So, yeah. So, A1 Pictures did the art style animation. I genuinely enjoyed watching Mashle. For sure, the story is pretty simple. You know, you got Mash who has no magic ability and the world is societal based. And you get these unique individuals with different... their magic having unique abilities, and just kind of to see kind of that. As far as like who we're following, Mash, he's pretty simple character. He's not the brightest bulb in the drawer, but he has heart. I'll say that. And you have a creative subcast of all his friends, you know, and they each have their own quirks. I think that's the running gag of this. Everyone has these quirks and it's fine. There's nothing too bad. It has that goofy humor, and if that's what you're into, you'll get a good chuckle here and there. For me, it was hit or misses depending on the character, but for sure, it really depends on how well that whatever character isn't being introduced or whatever plot they're trying to do. That I got something out of it, and that's my opinion. So. I genuinely did enjoy watching it when it came to certain scenes, certain fights, because at least I can say that Mashle has like fun action sequences and fun like intense moments. The one thing that did drive me, and not really a spoiler because it's in there, it's like 1 week, they threw in a recap episode for like the first 5 episodes. Like I don't need a recap episode. We're only like 5 or 6 episodes in. Like, just give me the next episode. You know, I don't need a recap. I think that's the only thing that irked me. It's not really gonna, like, change my score or whatever. But, yeah, that irked me. So, you can bait. It's a recap. You can skip it. But, like I said, following, like, there's no one character that really, besides MASH, that really stands out to me as far as like the subcast. The villains themselves, the antagonists of this series, they are like, when you think antagonists or like the rival or something to kind of coincide with the protagonist, I think more so in this, at least season one, because season two will be coming out, they announced, is more of his, like, they're more there as a hindrance for MASH. And you can kind of see that they're trying for something, but it's very, I think it's just for me, it's a little too like simplified, and like there's nothing really there with one of the first few antagonists. Like, you get fun battle sequences, I'll say that, but motivational wise, it's not really anything there. I think the biggest motivation is for MASH to become a divine visionary, and as long as they kind of really strive for that in the coming seasons, and hopefully they'll, like, you get one interesting like antagonist villain character, but that's like towards the end, and it's kind of like left open-ended, and that's fine because there's another season. But definitely season one had a I would say a lukewarm opening. Like, I had fun, it's goofy, but it's definitely needs it's not running yet. It's just barely like stepping up on the starting line for me. But yeah, if you enjoy these types of shows, like I said, it's like that weird mix of Harry Potter and Black Clover with power scaling, and kind of the mix of My Hero with everyone having kind of unique magic, then yeah, this will be, you'll have a general interest in this. But for sure, the writing and the comedy in here is, it's unique, I'll say that. You either like it or not. I think I can say this is like one of the quirks of MASH is that he loves cream puffs, and there's like a lot of cream puff jokes, and here and there they're funny, and like there's muscle jokes because he literally beats the crap out of people like physically, and I think those are the best parts of this season one, is like when MASH is just like beating people with just pure magic, with pure muscle, to these like magic people, and those are like the fun sequences. But those are like far and few between, but when they do get them, they're fun, but I wanted more. So that's kind of really my thoughts on MASHL. I'm looking forward to season two, but for everyone, like for the general populace, I would say for the first season, kind of the starting point of this one, I would say it's worth to add to your watch list if you're interested. It's worth to getting around to it eventually if you are interested. Definitely, if it's not on your like immediate watch, season two will come out, and hopefully that would add to it so you can watch season one and season two together. But yeah, it's worth to add to the watch list for another time. So yeah, let me know what you guys thought about this if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify. If you're listening to this in any other podcasting platform, let me know through social media. So once again, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya.